Each year, fake Medicare claims filed by medical equipment suppliers, home health care agencies, and pharmacies bilk the federal government out of billions of dollars. Now, Florida is often considered ground zero for health care fraud. One reason, a big portion of its residents are over the age of 65. Reginald France is an assistant special agent in charge at the Health and Human Services Department's Inspector General Office in Miami. He and his team led Medicare fraud investigations, resulting in nearly 700 convictions in South Florida. For their work, team members are winners of the Homeland Security and Law Enforcement Medal in this year's Service to America Awards. Mr. France joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so they really call you the Miami Heat down there.
Yes, we're called the Miami Heat, Healthcare Fraud Enforcement Action Teams.
Okay, you've had some fairly long experience at this. Tell us how this all got started and how you operate.
Well, the Healthcare Fraud Strike Force initiated in Miami as a result of data mining and agents on the ground basically saying, listen, there's a lot of fraud down here. And as a result, we partnered up with the Department of Justice, specifically D.C.'s main justice office and the local United States Attorney's Office and the Federal Bureau of Investigation to target healthcare fraud in Miami. And then that grew to eight other cities across the country.
Well, so how does it work? I mean, how does the fraud work?
There are various schemes in all different parts. You have home health fraud, you have durable medical equipment fraud, you have HIV infusion fraud, you have pharmacy fraud, and all of them, for the most part in South Florida, deal with services not rendered. You have various owners or who purchase companies and either utilize lists of beneficiaries unknowingly being charged against Medicare or people who are complicit in order to bilk the Medicare trust fund.
So you said there are data mining and other techniques to identify these people. There must be patterns that emerge that are not visible to the naked eye, so to speak.
Like anything else, we have very skilled investigators in South Florida and across the country who are able to identify the key criminalities in various fraud schemes and attack that.
What about whistleblowers? Do you ever get tips saying, hey, look over here, this guy seems to be selling a lot of wheelchairs?
Absolutely. Like in any blue-collar fraud, you may arrest a low-level player, and then ultimately that'll get you to the to your higher owner at the end of the day. So the agents are very skilled in either identifying criminals and what we call flipping them up in order to identify the bigger players, the bigger groups of individuals who are causing the fraud in South Florida. You can get groups of 10 or 15 individuals stealing millions of dollars from the healthcare fraud fund.
And what about the people that sign off on these reimbursements? I mean, what do they do to verify that the claims are legal? Because they must see the same names come through over and over again.
Unfortunately, this the Medicare fund is a trust fund, and it's a trust fund in that name because there are millions of claims that are going through on a hourly, on a daily basis. And as such, it's very difficult for people to just see a name and say, oh, this is fraud. It's one of those things where because so many claims are going through, it's just you just have to trust that the investigators are going to identify the fraud as they're doing their investigations.
Do the agents, though, or the people on that approval line, do they ever spot things and say, this just doesn't smell right, and turn it over also?
Oh, absolutely. There are times where CMS, they have investigators on their staff, and they have contractors that also look at allegations of fraud, and they refer that fraud to us.
Now, you have a partner in this, Omar Perez Abar, who's also an assistant special agent in charge. How do the two of you set this whole thing up? What's a daily work team look like?
We're both managers. We manage two different groups of Strike Force team members on the health HHS side. We also have partners at the FBI. We have partners at the U.S. Attorney's Office. And as such, as a group, we manage all of the investigations that are worked here in South Florida. So it can be from helping agents identify, facilitate their investigations on a daily basis, or just making things easier for them to get the work done.
So tell us what a week of work looks like for the team, and how often do you meet with your counterparts in the other agencies? Give us a sense of what the daily and weekly workload and work procedures look like.
We have monthly meetings. We have daily meetings. It really depends on the type of investigations, whether it's getting data or making contacts at other agencies or making contacts at facilitating the interviews and things of that nature.
So you a lot of time spent in the office. What about going into the field? Do you still, how much time do you spend actually going out to the places where the fraud you think might be taking place?
And this is where we manage. The agents are in the field daily. This is not a job where they sit behind a desk and look at data. They're out there interviewing people. They're out there doing surveillance, conducting consensual monitorings, utilizing all the traditional law enforcement techniques in order to bring the bad guys to justice.
We're speaking with Reginald France. He's Assistant Special Agent in charge of the Health and Human Services Department's Inspector General Office in Miami. Who actually makes the arrests? Is it the FBI?
No, it's done jointly. We have law enforcement authority. We do arrests. They do arrests. So we go out as a team and conduct those arrests.
And when you nab somebody who has been, say, processing hundreds or something of claims for wheelchairs or whatever the case might be for patients that don't exist, what do they say to you when you nab them?
It's one of those things. A lot of times people won't say anything and they'll lawyer up. And in some occasions, some people are very sorry, and you can see it on their faces. Some of them feel like they've made a mistake. They were being greedy. Just each situation is different, and it's very interesting of the dynamic that you see when you conduct these investigations.
Any particular cases stand out in your mind as someone that really had a lot of chutzpah?
To me, where you see it a lot is the professionals, the doctors, the nurses, those individuals. You think they have more of a understanding of what's right and wrong. The public trusts the doctor. They trust the nurse. So in those cases, you are very outraged when you see a professional commit this type of fraud and steal from the government and steal from the people, because you're not really stealing from the government. You're stealing from the taxpayer. Every dollar we put in goes to this fund, and somebody's just walking in and taking it. I always equate it to somebody just walking to your house and stealing a television. These people are just stealing cash.
And sometimes you must come up with ideas for Health and Human Services and CMS in particular that administers these programs that could help them tighten up in the first place so that the fraud doesn't occur. How much of that feedback happens?
Like anything else, we look at each investigation, and sometimes in the review of the investigation, you'll identify a flaw in the process, and our agents put up reports, and they send it up to headquarters, and that goes over to CMS for their review and to implement a new process or policy. And, you know, there's no percentage. I couldn't even tell you a percentage, but on occasion, CMS looks at that, and they augment the program as a result of our investigations.
Now, this data mining business, that's relatively new, right? I mean, that's something that they have there's a specific CMS contract for that. How has that helped over the years since you've been doing this? I think it goes back to 2007.
Data mining pinpoints where the fraud is occurring. And as such, if you look at something that was really big in the late 2000 era, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, which was DME, and that has been quelled significantly as a result of data mining, because you're able to go to where the fraud is actually occurring without having to kind of walk into a dark room and feel around. You know where it's going, and you know it's being initiated, so you're able to attack it.
All right, and so you've gotten some significant money back. In one case, someone had to pay $26 million in restitution in the owner of a home health agency in Miami while going to jail for 10 years. When those people do go to prison and the fine is levied, are there usually enough assets for the fines to be paid in reality?
It's on a case-by-case basis. We've seized cars, homes, money as a result of our investigations. So there's no percentage. At the end of the day, we do our due diligence in trying to get as much money back for the taxpayer.
This started in Miami. Tell us how you trained and kind of provided the template for the other teams that were set up throughout the country. I think there's one in Louisiana, there's one in New York, and so forth.
Right. There are eight other Strike Force cities, and like anything else, like you said earlier, this is ground zero. This is where all the fraud starts. We've seen situations where criminals will move their fraud out of Miami and move it to cities like Detroit, Houston, L.A., New York. And like anything else, it's almost like a blueprint. We take that blueprint and we share it with the other cities.
All right. And so you are going to be in Washington tonight, I guess it is, to receive that medal.
Yes. We're receiving it. The managers are receiving on behalf of the workers. $1.3 billion in fraud. We're talking about 685 criminal convictions. I'm sorry, 1,000 criminal convictions and 1,500 indictments. In Miami, $1 billion in fraud, 685 criminal convictions and 857 indictments. The fraud out of Miami in excess of 50%. We've worked.
And that's a pretty good payoff for what it costs to operate your team. Did they at least give you the day off to come to Washington?
Not the day off. Still working as I'm speaking to you. We have lots of things to do. Miami is a city that never sleeps with respect to fraud. So the agents work tirelessly. The administrative staff work tirelessly to get the money back for the taxpayer.
Well, I will be there myself this evening, so I will look forward to shaking your hand in person.
Thank you very much. I look forward to meeting you tonight.